Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning, good morning. I am so excited about this first week of Walking in Power Love Talk Radio. We have dynamic apostles, elders, women of God, prophets, seers that will be walking us into the new year. These are the women that are hearing the heartbeat, the pulse, and what God is saying in 2015. Our theme song, The Power of a Woman, is by Antonia Lawrence, and you can purchase that on CD Baby, Amazon, and many other portals. Please look for The Power of a Woman by Antonia Lawrence. Let me tell you a little about our sponsors. Moby Flyers. Moby Flyers bring mobile marketing not just into the present, but also far into the future. A Moby Flyer is fun, a way to interact and engage with your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's mobiflyers.mobi, M-O-B-I-F-L-Y-E-R-S dot mobi. Also, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. With more than 30 years of professional working experience in Fortune 500 corporations, they have the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set that will support your efforts. That's D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, dhbonner.net, so you can focus on your goals. Also, Pastor Val Scarborough and Diamond Women's Conference Faith for My Footsteps, hosted in Atlanta, Georgia, April 30th through May 2nd. Visit diamondwomensconference.com, diamondwomensconference.com. Is so looking forward to having you there. Also, Women of Power is sponsoring an awesome, dynamic one day of national enrollment and registration. Listen more about it.
I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford, founder and visionary of Women of Power. We're preparing for our 17th annual Women's Weekend, with the theme, Matters of the Heart. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it come the issues of life. On Sunday, January 11th, Women of Power will host a day of registration and enrollment with special discounts just for you. Visit our website at women-of-power.org, women-of-power.org, January 11th, 2015. I'll see you there.
I am so excited this morning about this great woman of God that is with us this morning. Apostle Pastor Daisy McGrew. She's a mentor, a talk show host, a conference speaker, anointed psalmist. I mean, God has used her in so many and continues to use her in so many areas. The kingdom of God is not self-appointed, but God ordained. Her many years of travel around the world, both domestic and abroad, she's been touching the hearts of people through her singing, exhorting, and preaching. Her love and passion for souls keeps her walking humbly before God. When asked for comments about her ministry, from all of her peers, including myself, I agree that her love for God and passion for souls is her main focus. Her deep interest is in leadership development, worship, TV evangelism, and women's ministry. President, Director of Deborah's Army Women's Ministry Network, which is, has the objective to keep our spiritual leaders and political leaders covered in prayer. This is what I have read and know about her, but from my heart I can also say she is the woman that has placed in this atmosphere to allow me to learn and mentor under her, be mentored under her in media evangelism. She gave me an opportunity that no one else has ever given me, and that's to project my ministry worldwide. And I would like to personally say thank you, thank you, thank you. Please welcome with me Apostle Daisy McGrew. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, my sister.
Back together again. I am so glad to have you on this morning.
Well, it is always an honor, and it's truly a privilege to be with you in whatever you endeavor to do, because truly I've, as we have known each other for many, many years, I know you as a woman after God's own heart who is consistent in her representing the kingdom, who is just dedicated to encouraging women, especially women who have kind of felt like they didn't have a particular position or place in God. God has always used you to stir the hearts of women who are just kind of sitting on the sidelines, and we have seen you motivate women, those who have been just basically housewives, into now full-time ministry. And so it's an honor to be with such a mighty woman of God and a mighty sister, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, man. Amen, Pastor Dave. Thank you so much. As the Lord was preparing me for this first week of Walking in Power, this is a time when I really wanted women that could hear the pulse and heartbeat and the assignment for 2015. And the Lord laid you upon my heart back in 2014, because I knew I wanted to start this year with a mantle that would project, that would direct, project, and connect women and men all across the country. Pastor Daisy and I was thinking about, you know, what would she have to say? You know, what does she see as the mantle for 2015? Now, how can she, you know, we get these leaders aligned? And the Lord showed me you. So I'm just going to open up the floor and let you begin to share what God has placed on your heart.
Well, you know, before I get into a little bit of what God has shared with me, I just want to say I salute every woman that have been with you this week. I do know personally most of the women that have been a part of the program, and so I'm honored to be in such a conglomerate of women who surely love the Lord and who are really doing some mighty things for the Lord. I believe my dear sister in the Lord, Dr. Cynthia Bankston, will be on, I believe, on tomorrow. And then we've had Apostle Norma Gray. And so I just feel like a tadpole in the ocean among these great women of God. But truly, I do over these years, I have tried in these last 47 years now to understand and to listen to the heartbeat of God as best as I can humanly. And so the Lord laid something on my heart, and I know there are some things that you have already kind of established, and I don't want to get away from those things, but I believe they're going to tie in with what I believe God is saying in this hour, and that we really need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, the heartbeat of God, so we will know, as the sons of Issachar did, how to encourage the people and to tell the people what to do as we face this new year. And God gave me this particular passages of scripture. In fact, I was doing some study in the book of Jeremiah, and around the second week of my study, God had me to focus in on these particular passages, and they're found in Jeremiah chapter 9, and I'm just going to give you just a few of the verses that basically he had me to highlight, because truly, when we turn on the TV and we look at what is going on in our world, whether it's through the internet, whether it's through national news, there is a very deep concern in the heart of God for our world as a whole, the system of our world, and even the church world, what is happening in our Christian circles today, that there is a deep heartbeat, and the pulse is very rapid of God concerning some things that's going on in our world. And I think this scripture will bring enlighten you a little bit more about what we're saying. And I'm going to read right now. I'm going to start reading it. This is Jeremiah chapter 9, and I'm going to start reading at verse 17 all the way down to verse 21. It says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send forth cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded because we have forgotten and forsaken the land, because our dwellings has cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbor lamentation." Now here is the key verse. "For death is come up into our windows and into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the streets." What are we seeing today on national news? What are we seeing on the internet? What are we hearing in our circles, in our communities? Young men are dying in the street. And God says when this is taking place, the wailing women need to come forth and begin to intercede and stand in the gap and pray for our cities, our worlds, our nation. You know, that's the heartbeat of Deborah's army when God told me to raise up 1 million intercessors that would begin to pray for our world and begin to pray for our leaders, begin to pray for our presidents, begin to pray for our spiritual leaders, to begin to pray for even our families, our home unit, because it is truly under an attack. And so I believe that is truly the heartbeat of God now. There is the deep concern for our sons and daughters on the hearts of God who are being castrated in the streets by the enemy and dying before their time. And so God just began to speak that to me. So, you know, that's my heartbeat as an intercessor and as a prayer warrior, is to go on my face before the Lord and to begin to intercede and stand in the gap, that God would begin to move in the hearts of the people of the world and of the nations around us. And so that's just what I'm hearing. And then he began to speak to some things to me about what 2015 will hold for the body of Christ. I always say this, there is a church within the church. And I believe at this particular season, God is really speaking to the hearts of the remnant. That's the real church, the real troopers, the real soldiers, the ones that are willing to stand and, you know, take a lick and keep on ticking, the ones that are willing to pay the price and make the sacrifices that it's going to take to get our homes, our families, our churches, and our nation back where we used to be, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. And so the Lord began to speak to me, because 2014, even 2013, was a very critical year for a lot of the soldiers of the cross. A lot of them went through hell and high water. A lot of them felt that all hope was gone. A lot of them were beat down to the ground. But I hear the Lord said 2015 will hold three different things. Number one, it's going to hold restoration for somebody. Now,
My God.
Looked up the word restoration, and And in the dictionary, it said restoration means to reestablish, to rebuild, or to repair again. So to some, you know, some folks, the last 2 years, they went through some stuff. It needs to be restored. So God is getting ready to do that to some saints who have persevered, who have held in there and didn't give up. It's going to hold restoration. And then the second thing, these are all ours, is recovery. That means I looked at the word recovery, and it means that when you recover something, it means to get back what you have lost. And so whatever you have lost, you know, there are some things that I lost I don't want to get back. But the things that I want to get back, I will recover. Amen? And so I believe that in 2015, some folk who have lost some stuff, God said you're going to recover it, okay? And then the third thing, the third aura is recompense. Now, this is the one I lack because I've been through some stuff. And BJ, Pastor BJ, my friend, apostle, because you truly are walking that office, there have been some things in your life, hallelujah, things that need to be made up for. And the difference between recovery and restoration from what recompense is that recompense means that God is going to reward you. He will reward you for the things that you lost. Now, you may not get back what you had, but he's going to reward you. In other words, he's going to give you double. That recompense means double for your trouble. I'm looking for, and that's where I see. There have been some losses. Yes, there have been some gains. There's been some profit losses. And I believe that God is going to recompense me. Now, there are times in my life that I have lost stuff that I didn't even know it was mine. You understand? In other words, the devil took it before I could get to it. That means that God is going to bring whatever it was that I lost that I didn't know I lost. He's going to make sure I get it, okay? Okay, so we know that this is what he's going to do in this hour. So to some, he's going to restore. To others, you're going to recover some things in 2015. And to those that need recompense means he's going to make it up to you, whatever your loss was. You may not get exactly what you lost, but he's going to give you double for your trouble. And so those are the things that the Lord has put on my heart that I believe is going to happen. I'm just going to share this little story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. David had come home to Ziklag, and when he got there, he found out that they had burnt Ziklag and had taken his wives and other stuff too. And David went before the Lord and asked the Lord, "Lord, shall I pursue? Shall I pursue? And shall I go after these folks? Shall I go after this army or these people that came in and destroyed and took away that belonged to me?" And God's answer to David was, "David, yes, you shall pursue. And not only will you pursue, you're going to recover all." So I believe that this is the year that God, to some folk, is going to recover some things. To some folk, he's going to restore some things. And to those that need recompense, he's going to do it in Jesus' name. And that's what I see is the heartbeat of God. I got my hands lifted and my mouth full of praise. Amen. Because he's going to give me back double for my trouble. So I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about what he is going to do in the life of the body of Christ around the world. Yes, we are going through some difficult times. But you know, and I know, even when Israel were going through their difficult times and they were down in Egypt being misused and abused, God was in the background making a way out of no way and brought forth a great deliverer. And Moses was able to help bring the children out. So no matter what it looks like, we're going to win anyhow. Any way it goes, we're going to win as the body of Christ. And so that's good what God. I feel.
I feel the anointing of God. That is such a rich frame of word, and it is so and I agree with you, it's so in line with what God is saying for this hour. And I know that you, I know you heard from God on that. I know you heard from God because that is a direct, direct message, confirmation of a message that we've been hearing for the last few days. And I just received that. I know our audience receives it because that is from the throne room of God. It's from the throne room of God. And Pastor Davis, let me ask you a question. Now, I see and I believe and I know that God is going to do the restoration, the recovery, and even the recompense. So how do we get our leaders aligned for those three areas that God is promising us?
Well, you know, as well as I know, you know, for any leader or any person to really understand in this hour the heartbeat of God and to understand in this hour what God is really trying to do, we're going to have more neology than theology, okay?
I'm on that.
If my people who are called by my name, he did not write that to a honky-tonk or a disco club. He wrote it to the church. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. That's one of the greatest things in the world is seeking the face of God. When you seek his face, you'll have his hand, his feet, and everything else. He said, seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. You know, the church needs to do some repentance. There needs to be some repentance for the leaders going on. We need to repent for some things that we have done. A lot of times we listen to the people more than we listen to God. We can't just listen to the whims of the flesh. We're going to have to hear the voice of God. And many times it will go against the grain. It will go against, you know, what people don't want to hear, what they don't want to believe. But we got to preach. The Bible said be instant in season, out of season. We got to tell the people what's right. We got to not only tell them, we got to walk right before them, too. We got to be living epistles, living testimonies for the glory of God. And so when we do this as leaders, I believe whatever is on their head, I'm a believer, a strong believer, that whatever is on the head flows on the body. So
yes,
that's why
we
have to be in position ourselves as apostles, prophets, teachers. We got to get ourselves in line before we can get the folk in line. And so I believe God in this hour is going to begin. That's why we're seeing some shifting in leadership. It's not only going on in the church, it's going on nationally. God is doing some international shifting and some lifting.
Yes,
and he's doing some things in this hour in leadership because there needs to be some reorganization of spiritual leaders and in our national leaders. It needs to be some reorganization. We need to get our priorities straight. You know what I'm saying? It's wonderful. And I love, you know me, when it comes to innovation in evangelism, you know, I probably got a master's, PhD, PhD in it. You know, I was taught by the best. Southern Baptist taught me the spirit of evangelism, what it takes to be an evangelist, how to get out there and evangelize. But we can't do things that's going to contradict or interfere or stifle the move of God and a lot of things that's going on in our churches today. We just need to reevaluate. Is this really God? Is this what God really wants? You are we feeding the flesh a little bit too much? You know, we didn't taught them how to shout and do the jig, but are we teaching them how to live every day? Those are the priorities that we need to get straight. And I believe when we see that as leaders, remember people, they have to be led, okay? And so we have to lead them in the path of righteousness. And so I believe that God in this hour, you know, leadership is in question. There's a big question mark around over leaders right now. And I believe that we're going to see some things. We're going to see some changing of the guards. You know, there's going to be a lot of shifting and rearranging in the body in this 2015 year that God is going to do it. And when God does it, who can stop it? You know, some things, you know, we just can't blame on. We can't always blame things on CNN news and, you know, think it's haters. Sometimes it's God. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's another thing. You know, I go on Facebook a lot because I do a lot of my, you know, that's who I do a lot of my networking. And I try to put inspirational things on there as much as possible and encourage the body of Christ. But, you know, one of the things I got, you know, just kind of that I'm really concerned about is the body of Christ. You know, we use the language hater, and I'm trying to find out, you know, as a family of God. I remember my mom and dad. I came from a large family, a lot of siblings. And one thing my parents taught us to do is how to get along. Now, we had all different personalities, and when you get a bunch of different personalities together, yeah, you're going to have many times you have misunderstanding. But one of the things we were taught is how to get along with each other and love each other in spite of. And one of the things the body of Christ has got to learn is that we are the children of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we shouldn't be deeming each other haters. You know, yeah, we may have people who may not understand my call, may not understand what God's calling me to do, and may not even accept it. But, you know, I don't have to use the term hater. I mean, they just don't understand. Let's just put it like that. Maybe they just don't understand the call of God on my life, and they don't really know me. You understand? So it's the language of the church today. We just got to do some changes. It's, you know, and I can just imagine what God is thinking, because I sit here in my home because, you know, I'm here praying every day and before the Lord. I can just imagine on what's on the heart of God concerning his children. You know what I'm saying? You know, why can't we just say, we just don't understand each other, and maybe we need to get more acquainted with each other so we can understand each other's call or whatever. You got to understand, we all have different calls. The Bible talks about it. There are diversities of gifts in the body. You know, he didn't give everybody the same thing.
And so, I think that's why it was so important that we host this week, so that we could share, it's so true, that we can share the many gifts and diverse gifts that we have in the body of Christ, and how God has given each of us, and maybe in a different manner, how to bring forth the word. Before we leave, we want to hear from our sponsor, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
Wow, what an awesome word. Apostle Pastor Daisy McGrew has been blessing us tremendously. We got about a minute to go. I just want to go over, this is Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford. We're presenting women who are hearing the pulse, the heartbeat, and the assignment for 2015. We started yesterday with Apostle Norma Gray, came back today with Apostle Pastor Daisy McGrew. Tomorrow we have Elder Desiree Harris Bonner, and Friday we're closing out with Apostle Dr. Sunithia Bankston. We're excited, Pastor Daisy. 30 seconds. What's the last word that you want to say?
If
you had one word to say.
Restoration, recovery,
wow.
Recompense.
Mm, mm, mm. Restoration, recovery, recompense. You've heard it from her yourself. God bless you, Apostle Pastor Daisy McGrew, as you travel. We pray for you upon your travels and everything that you put your hand to this year, that you do with all your might, and that restoration, recovery, and recompense be about and within you. Amen,
amen.
And amen. Hey,
amen.
Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. Tune in tomorrow, Elder Desiree Harris Bonner. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Daisy.
I hope I did a good okay.